Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Earners, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit.
All right. So the question is that everybody wants to know is two-part. How far will the stock market fall, right? So they can know when to get in. And then also, a lot of companies are down, right? Yep. NVIDIA is down over 25%. Microsoft is down. Apple is down. TSM is down over 20%.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Out of all of those like major blue chip companies, what's the most attractive right now in this down market that we're in?
I will go Microsoft first, TSM second, NVIDIA third.
Really?
I'm here to give truth. If y'all have
go ahead.
Como se dice, I don't care. Y'all should have been. I told you when it was gonna fall.
Yeah.
And notice when everybody start copying on CNBC and some of you internet gurus, everyone's like, it's easy analysis. I'm like, why didn't you say it 2 months ago? Like, if a company goes up 11x over a 2 or 3 year period, how many deviations does it have to revert to the mean for the price to level out? So I think the NVIDIA move right now is overvalued. I think TSM may be underpriced. Now, who's going to win in the end? Microsoft, because they have relationships on both sides. They're buying from both cartels, so they'll be fine. But I will put TSM as second. For everybody in Stock Club, do not panic. Our price is our price. If I made you money, please put yes in chat. But normally when moves, I'm not looking for the obvious investment. I'm looking for a contrarian investment. And unless China overtakes, I don't think it'll happen this year, maybe next.
Please.
I hope not. Because if not, we Y2K didn't happen, but Y2 25, fool. If they get TSM,
that's over with. 2030 or something like that. Maybe hopefully never, but at least by that time when we have foundries here on our own soil.
So Microsoft is the most attractive thing that you see right now,
hands down.
I'm going to disagree with you.
Okay.
And I'm going to put NVIDIA still at number one.
Why?
Well, a couple of reasons. And Microsoft is part of the reason. We're talking about CapEx, and even when Microsoft reported there was an issue and Amazon reported, that's when I was like, all right, this is glaring. This is clear. And Meta as well. But yep. Microsoft, Amazon specifically, which we know is my favorite company. When I was looking at the expenditures, and I'm like, well, they increased spending by 43%. I'm like, wow. Well, where did it go?
Yep.
AI innovation. Who are they spending it with?
Oh, of course, you got to spend it with Hefe.
Right? So you spend it with them. That's Amazon. Well, then you go into Microsoft and same thing. CapEx, we obviously already know there's relationship with OpenAI, which is getting, we got to keep an eye on that relationship because it feels like something tricky is about to happen. But again, AI innovation, who are they spending it with? NVIDIA.
Hey, Sam Altman, if you think you're going to run off with a plug of Microsoft, put you on a plane with Boeing first.
It feels like he's trying to run off with the plane.
You can try. You're going to be on Boeing 828. Some rumblings.
Right? So now you got Amazon, you got Microsoft, and now Meta. Again, they already told you their commitment to it, mm-hmm. to the spending. And they've said, look, we're in the beginning stages of this. We're not slowing down for a second. Right? And so you got these three major... huge mega cap. You're talking about $1 trillion valuations or market mm-hmm. caps. If all of them are spending with this person, that person still remains dominant to me. The fact that it's come down under 90, and we kind of hinted at it last week when we were like, what's the number? We hinted at it. Now that it's down at, I think it hit 94 today. I was on a plane pissed.
Disgusting, I'm like, right?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I like it at this number. And so I put them at number one. I have TSM at three. I'm going to move Apple back in there.
Yeah, of course.
Even with the sell-off from the Oracle of Omaha, I still like Apple.
We got to talk about it.
The service business, when I looked at the earnings, I said, oh my gosh, you're talking about $83 billion. I mean, how many companies even have that valuation, which is ridiculous. But the technology inside of the new 16, from what everybody's saying, and I know this is still in the beta phase, is that this isn't one of those situations where, oh, I'll wait to get the next phone. If you want to have the capabilities, you have to get this phone.
Yeah.
So I'm throwing them in there, and then I'll put TSM.
Really
quick, speaking of capabilities though, you still have NVIDIA being number one even though they put Blackwell on hold?
They didn't put it on hold. So
cap, what's the kid say?
So this is good. I'm glad you said that. So the rumblings are that it's being delayed. They're not going to be shipped out at the same capacity that they said they were going to. It's still going to be shipped out at the end of this year. It won't be at the same level of capacity. Yeah. And it has to do with TSM, really. TSM does it. They're trying to keep up with the demand and have, because the actual technology that they need to create those chips for Blackwell,
yeah,
it's super challenging. And so they're trying to keep up with the demand, which now, again, supply chain situation now.
That's the same thing FDM said when Ja Rule put out Clap.
Yeah. It's tricky because the slogan was new product every year. And the first year that you announce it, we're having a delay on the first product. So that is a little shaky.
So, okay. For NVIDIA, they are facing an antitrust lawsuit. Mm-hmm. Florida-based hedge fund with $70 billion in assets sent a letter to their clients recently saying mega cap technology stocks were in a bubble. And it was very skeptical that big tech companies would keep buying chip makers' graphics processing units, GPUs, in such high volume. Hedge fund warns that chip stocks may be in a bubble, which have enjoyed a huge rally from driven investors fevering over generative AI. So long story short, they're bearish on NVIDIA. They mm-hmm. said that it's overhyped, bubbled. The demand is going to slow down. And like I said, they have a pending lawsuit from the government, antitrust.
Sounds good.
Gotta go kiss the ring. Listen, you already sold 2 million bricks. The little 92 y'all lost in Blackwell like Hov did back in the day. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. The truth, is there going to be some slowdown? As the person that made this a catalyst stock, yeah. Is it going to fall to the floor? No.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. But is there going to be a, like, it's okay, I'll ask you guys. Have you ever seen a company have 7x growth every year over year for a 5 or 6 year period? We're like, take the stock and product out of it. We're entering a mathematical anomaly.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember, I don't know if you remember, but remember when I was talking about Ripple, and then I also was saying that, like, you know, when Ripple got to the point where its market cap made the CEO like the fifth richest person in the world, and it really just didn't make sense. And then I was saying, like, you know, I just didn't think that Nvidia was a more, like, when they had market caps and they're bigger than every company in the world, damn near Google, Amazon. I just don't think that Nvidia is a company that is more valuable than a lot of these companies that they have higher valuations than. It just at a certain point in time.
Such as which one?
Yeah, so who would you put in there?
Well, name
and then we'll have a conversation about the AI bubble being true and over.
I just don't think that Nvidia is a more important company, like, in the grand scheme of life right now, than what Google has built, what Amazon has built. At one point in time, they were more valuable than Apple. Like, I mean, you know, it's difficult. Like, you know what I mean? It's like somebody that just got drafted and they're already in the GOAT conversation.
LeBron.
After 2 years. But I'm saying LeBron, that's 20 years. So it's like, all right, so now you say Anthony Edwards is better than Michael Jordan, right?
If he won a title in the first 2-3 years, maybe. If he came out the gate and won. Okay, this is the truth. Nvidia is powering all the major tech companies. At some point, though, if Blackwell does not come out at the speed that it needs to, yeah, somebody could take that lead. That lead could go to TSM. We're in the battle of the net. Like, that was AI 1.0.
But that's
Microsoft Copilot runs off of. Everyone remakes their shit.
But it's still contingent, though, right? Like, so it's still contingent on TSM producing. So they need each other.
They don't.
Until Nvidia decides that, but that, I mean,
they don't.
It's inevitable. Nvidia cannot, number three rule in branding, you cannot be attached to a supplier for a long period of time if you want to be the preeminent leader in the world. Apple went through this, but like, you got to detach and make your own stuff on ground, especially.
So now you're
China
going to the point now. Now you're that was the point I was going to, is like, yes, they will detach, right? And then if they detach, which is going to take 10 years, right? To even get to the technologies. What happens to the revenue if you're not spending with the company that is building your chips?
Yeah.
The revenue goes up. The valuation is going to go even higher. If everybody, that's why I said, if it's a slowdown, then go read Meta's earnings report. Go read Microsoft's. Go read Amazon's. Go read Apple's. Where is their CapEx going? If it's a slowdown, then those companies wouldn't be spending at the levels that they are. And each of those CEOs said that we're not slowing down anytime soon.
Yep. Also, too, y'all know historically I've hated RSI, but if we look at the RSI on the monthly, my real numbers is 95.5. It's the last, like, big
95.5. Which one are you looking at? What company?
Nvidia.
Where's
that? They're currently at 69 right now. So if we're going off mathematical averages, they should pull back for 62 to 94 days as a result. Great buying opportunity if it gets there. But we have been oversold, and I do agree with the valuation metric, but we have to have a bigger conversation. In corporate America, enough companies are not producing shit that really matters. That's my issue. So if they are the supplier, the cartel to all the tech monopolies, and only 7 companies can really buy from them, what about the mid-tier companies that are falling apart? Would have low profit margin, 3% profit margin. You can't run a company off 3% profit margin.
I'm glad you asked that question.
And no great rate cuts.
So we spoke about data dump, and the answer to that question is the number two supplier. So even during this pullback, if you watch AMD over the past week, 2 weeks, it's been kind of steady. There's actually been up maybe 2 or 3% because of some of that issue. But I agree with you, right? And we kind of went over this a few weeks ago, but we have to get to the point where they're going to have to start seeing the byproduct of the spend. Mm-hmm. Right? Has it increased efficiency? Probably. Has it increased revenue? We don't know.
Well, the only time will tell. Only time will tell.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.